Sydney Comedy Festival makes its return after a year hallmarked by uncertainty for 2021 with a lineup of stellar comedians from April 19 to May 16th. Taking to the stage as part of this amazing festival of laughs and giggles is Chappelle Chappelle the Musical, a satirical exploration of Australia's weakness for media sensationalism, as told through the life of Chappelle Corby upon her arrest for drug smuggling in Bali in 2005. Here to give us all the goss about this musical is co-writer and director Abby Galloway and cast member Ruby Tees. Hello, ladies. Welcome to Drive.
Hello.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well. So good to hear your voices. So tell us a bit about the production.
Well, we're performing a part of Sydney Comedy Festival, which is very exciting. And the musical depicts Chappelle's incarceration in Corrobican Prison, mm-hmm. but also the media interplay and firestorm around her case.
Right. I mean, it was such a phenomenal case at the time. I think I was staying home from school for some reason. I was like suspended or something like that, or I don't know.
Yeah.
And I remember it was broadcast live on like all the networks. It was this huge media event and all these people were watching. It was the middle of the day here in Australia and everybody was watching the verdict live. It was like must watch viewing, I think.
Absolutely. It was the talk of primary school. I remember being in year four and just being like, oh my goodness, 20 years. Mm. 20 years.
Mm-hmm. It seemed like a bit of a lifetime, especially for such a young woman. So Abby, obviously this musical is a satirical take on media sensationalism and our natural obsession with celebrity and the consequences that are faced by particularly women in the public eye. What led you want to dive into a hot topic such as this, and why the story of Chappelle?
Well, I wish I had a more serious answer, but the musical came out of myself and the writers joking about the reoccurring joke in Seinfeld, Rochelle, the musical starring Bette Midler.
Right, one lady's amazing journey from Moscow to Minsk. What was that? Like
Milan to Minsk. Milan an erotic journey from Milan to Minsk.
That's right.
but ours is an exotic journey from Brizzy to Bali.
Right.
and it did come from a joke, but once we started looking at the case, we realized about the sensationalism and how differently women are treated by the media.
Now, Ruby, you play Mercedes Corby. What was it like preparing for her as a character?
Well, she's had quite a journey because this is the third run I've had as Mercedes. Wow. So this is the fourth run of the show we're doing, and it evolves every time. We've added lines, we've added characters, mixed things around, and added new songs and things like that. And I think when I started the role, it was really hard with Mercedes because she was so loud and such a spokesperson for the family at the time. Mm. It was really easy to fall into kind of like this trap of being like a really loud, obnoxious kind of Gold Coast born female with this peroxide blonde hair and a foul mouth. But what's been amazing about playing Mercedes is the layers that she has. So she can go there, and there's lots of kind of fear underneath her lashing out at the media and things like that. And it's quite an emotional journey from start to finish because, of course, her foundation is this comedy character. She's very caricatural, but at the end of the day, her sister, her little sister, is stuck in prison in a third world country for the next 20 years. And Mercedes has got to be there every step of the way. So some days it's quite sad playing Mercedes because she's kind of this funny, bubbly, outspoken woman kind of on the outside. But on the inside, what happened to them was very, very hard.
Mm. There was a lot of victim blaming at the time as well. And I know Abby, you touched on, you know, how differently we treat women who aren't really perfect within the media. You know, we tend to really demonize them. We have much higher standards for them. And I think this was very much the case with Chappelle and Mercedes at the time. There was a time there where Chappelle was really, I think her innocence was really latched onto and sold by the media. But as more and more came out, it was like we couldn't really withhold this perfect image of her. So we started tearing her and her family down. It's a really interesting conversation to be had about women in the media that I think you're both touching on. How do you think how would you describe this production and how it can start the conversation around media sensationalism in a way that gets people thinking and wanting change?
Well, I think because first and foremost, this musical is a comedy, I think comedy is such a wonderful way to get an idea across. You know, you can really creep it into people's minds in an unsuspecting way. And by the time, because it's also a dark comedy, so you do have these layers of seriousness within the show, you know, make them laugh, make them cry, as they say. I think that's the best way to get that idea across, and I think that does come across in the show.
Absolutely. It really drags people in with the comedy, and then by the time you're at the second act and everything's really positive and fun in the first act and really hopeful, and then in the second act, you know, reality sets in, characters are introduced of women who have come before Chappelle and things like that, and we've kind of really laced in, you know, the actual effects that media sensationalism, misogyny in the media has really done to Australian women over the years.
I'm guessing Lindy Chamberlain makes an appearance at some point, because I think there were obvious parallels at the time to Chappelle and Lindy. I know there are a lot of comparisons from memory, because Lindy Chamberlain was definitely a woman that the media, Australian media, demonised at the time.
Yes, Lindy Chamberlain does make an appearance for a feminist anthem. I don't want to give too much away.
All right, I won't press anymore.
It's quite a fun surprise. And there's a few other fun ladies we love who have been involved in politics and might have been on the cover of Women's Day one or two times.
Oh, okay.
So there's a lot of surprises in there, which I think audiences will love. And it's just also a really great night out, which right. We all deserve after last year.
Oh, I think so indeed. Well, I was going to ask you to tell us in three words what audiences can expect from the experience when they see Chappelle, but you've summed it up quite beautifully. Ruby Tees and Abby Galloway, thank you so much for joining us on Drive.
Thank you. We can't wait to see you show.
Same here, front and center.
Awesome. Thank you.
That was Ruby Tees and Abby Galloway from the cast and crew of Chappelle the Musical. It'll be playing at the Manning Bar at the University of Sydney from April 19 to May 16.